Pre-show prep, the first stage of untaming. Part one, setting you up for rampant untamability. Hello, untamable. Welcome to the beginning of your journey. I am so excited to have you here. We are going to get you primed by starting you off with a few different missions that I'd like you to complete immediately to set you up for success. In this section, we are going to cover the importance of identifying your why and how to do that. Your first few missions to break you out of the diet culture cage. But before we do that, I want to give you a little love letter. You are an untamable woman. You disrupt the status quo. You let your wild side be seen, and you are free to be whoever you are. You see through the bullshit illusion of perfection and opt out of playing that game. You refuse to be controlled and silenced. You speak your mind and stand up for justice. You burn with your convictions and know your purpose is so much more than the way you look. You don't run from your emotions or the chaos in your life. You embrace the messiness and build resiliency from every mishap. You refuse to be a people pleaser because that would be to deny your truth. You don't hide from conflict or use a shield to protect yourself from judgment. You know your gifts lie in your compassion, kindness, persistence, and courage. You know you are worthy of untamed joy and untamed freedom. You may not believe these words just yet, but I know you are capable of feeling this way too. From this moment forward, I want you to channel this fiery energy and put it into everything we're going to do here. Breathe these words in because I know you've got this. All right, now we're going to cover some things to keep in mind as you start this program. There are no shortcuts to any place worth going. That's a quote from Beverly Sills, and I think it sums up this next point. This program is only the start of you shedding the layers of self-doubt and strutting through life with peace of mind and rampant untamability. There is no such thing as there or the end. Will the negative chatter get quieter? Yes. Will you be able to connect with the beauty of your soul when you look at yourself in the mirror? Absolutely. But these changes don't come overnight, and while I know you're probably itching to get to the elusive destination, know that it takes a bit of patience and persistence. It is so worth it, though. Roll with the punches. This is not about eliminating all negativity from your life, because that would require putting yourself in a bubble on Richard Branson's island. We can't have ups without downs or breakthroughs without breakdowns, and those not-so-fun moments are actually the most epic because it's where we learn and grow. So roll with the punches, trust that they will pass, and learn from them. Untamables embrace the mess. Be curious and play with everything. Curiosity and play will be your best friends. Curiosity can push us to go places where we would normally resist going because fear cannot exist in the presence of curiosity. So approach every mission and moment with a curious frame of mind. Also, these missions are not rules, and I don't expect all of them to resonate with you. All I want is for you to play around with each of them and pick and choose the ones that feel the best. Try them all on, but only keep the ones that feel right. Some of them might not feel comfortable at first, but don't worry, I'll tell you which ones are most important. All I want is for you to play with all of them. Next, respect your pace. This is one of the biggest lessons I learned from one of the coaches I worked with. Everyone is at a different spot on their path to untamability, and I know how easy it is to compare yourself to others. Respect your pace and know you're exactly where you need to be right now. Confidentiality. Everything you share in this program is completely confidential. Let's all take a moment to respect the confidentiality of our fellow untamables so we can create a safe space for opening up. Next, I want you to go all in. I dare you to go all out in this program. Push yourself outside your comfort zone like the unstoppable woman I know you are, because this is where the magic happens. Before we get started, please ensure you fill out your benchmark quiz in the play sheets for this section. This will help you to measure your success and see how far you've come in a few weeks. Pause the audio here and fill out your benchmark quiz if you haven't already done so. With that said, we're diving into your first mission. Mission, what is your why? The tempting grip of the skinny ideal can come back to haunt us at any time, and it's especially present when you first start doing this work. That's why it's really important to stay grounded and connected to why you are doing this. So your first mission is to identify your whys. Using the play sheet for this pre-show module, make a list of all the reasons why you are doing this program. Why are you done with societal expectations and diet culture? Perhaps it's to free up your mental space so you can explore a new career, or truly abandon dieting, or be a role model for your kids. Let it all out. Step 2. How do you want this experience to go down? Do you need to remember to go all in, to be playful with it, to remember that there are no shortcuts? Take note of a couple things you want to remember as we embark on this ride together. The last step is to share your mission experience in the Facebook group. Why are you doing this program? I want to know. Pause this here and take a few minutes to download and fill out the play sheet for this mission. Part 2, breaking out of the cage. All right, now I'm going to give you a few rule-breaking missions that will prep you for the upcoming weeks. Let's talk about breaking down the walls of the cage. Diet culture and the female ideal force us to live inside a cage. They keep us locked up by cutting off the access to ourselves. We lose touch with our body, our convictions, our desires, and consequently our life when we're fixated on our bodies and food. They subtly deplete our time and energy by convincing us that it's normal to obsess over whether we ate too much, finding the right superfood to solve our life's problems, and how our waist looks in an outfit. With or without our consent, it's being programmed in us from a young age that we should desire weight loss and that we should follow these rules in order to gain acceptance and currency, to live our best life. Conform or pay the price, measure up or be judged. But when we decide to play by those rules, we give away our power. We become tamed. Diet culture and societal expectations tame us by taking away our power, so that what we think and do is prescribed for us. What we eat, how we look, how we live, and what we do with our body. It's too much, too little, and never enough. It puts us in a cage where we're not able to live and express ourselves fully. The walls of the cage are held intact by the rules we are programmed to follow and the conditions we put on ourselves. To break out of the cage, we must break the rules and reject these conditions. These next few missions are going to help you reject the conditions you've put on yourself. Conditions are things that we hinge our fulfillment and worth on. I used to hinge mine on so many things. For example, what the scale said, how many carbs I ate, how long I worked out, my jean size, how my tummy looked in the mirror, and most importantly, what other people thought of me. Some examples of conditions are, I can't feel good in my body until I've lost weight. I feel so much better about myself when I eat a certain amount of food. I'll be happy when I make a certain amount of money. I can't date or wear shorts or eat cake or take rock climbing until I feel good in my body. I'm not worthy unless I'm a size blank. By the way, you're a size badass bitch. Credit to A.D. Bryant from Saturday Night Live for saying this once on Lena Dunham's Woman of the Hour podcast. All of these things are external, and while they may make you feel good for a few seconds or a few days, they keep you trapped in the cage. It's an exhausting way to live, and it's a one-way ticket to never feeling good enough. All you're really doing is suppressing the untamed woman that's itching to get out of you. This pre-show prep is all about helping you remove the conditions you put on yourself, because this is the junk feeding that negative voice in your head. You can download and use the checklist in the play sheet to ensure you've covered off all the missions in this section. Your first mission is to destroy your scale. As you probably know, I'm not a fan of the scale. We tie so much of our self-worth to this piece of machinery, and it is your doppelganger, who we're going to meet and talk about later in the program, it's your doppelganger's strongest weapon. Your first mission is to destroy your scale. I want you to get rid of your scale for good. I highly recommend smashing it to pieces, but if you can't do that, then throw it away. If you live with someone who doesn't want you to throw your scale away, then at the very least, have them hide it in another room. I will give serious bonus points if you post a picture of your destroyed scale. Share your mission experience with me in the Facebook group. Did you get rid of your scale? How did it feel? I want to know. Keep listening, and when this audio is done, you can take the checklist on your play sheet and complete all of these purging missions. Now that we've destroyed your scale, we're going to keep purging those other conditions. Mission: cleanse your media feed. It is so important to get rid of the people, objects, media that are depleting your ability to feel good in your body. That's what we're going to do. Your next mission is to destroy, get rid of, defriend, unfollow anything or anyone that gives you the slightest pang of insecurity. Anything that makes you feel like changing your appearance is the key to your happiness. Anything that makes you feel guilty or judge yourself. This list may include things like magazines, TV shows that bash the way people look, health and diet gurus. In fact, if you tend to overthink food decisions or feel guilty eating, then I'd like you to get rid of all health and nutrition people. Forums and blogs of the same nature. Any tracking systems like MyFitnessPal or Fitbit. Anyone who posts Fitspo quotes or images. Internet friends who make you feel insecure. You can always hide them instead of defriending them. Get rid of real-life family or friends who make comments that make you feel ashamed. And purge yourself of self-help books that are collecting dust. You get the idea. Purge and set yourself free. Again, keep listening, and when this audio is done, you can take the checklist on your play sheet and complete all of these purging missions. Then loop back around and share your mission experience with me in the Facebook group. Did you realize you were carrying a whole lot of negative baggage? How did it feel to purge it? I want to know. The next part of this is making sure you have clothes that make you feel comfortable. Mission: exorcise the demons from your closet. I remember a time when opening my closet felt like some kind of daily torture. I kept hanging on to clothes that didn't fit in the hopes that I would return to my smaller self. But the process of opening my closet only threw me into temper tantrums and drove me to return to my obsessive, unhealthy ways. One day I said, "Fuck this noise." I purged everything. While I hated getting rid of things that I had busted my ass for, I felt so free and liberated. It was like demolishing the last of the demons that haunted my mind. I went out and bought myself some new clothes that fit and that I felt good in. Wearing comfortable clothes is critical to feeling better in your body. Now it's your turn. Step one, go through your wardrobe and get rid of anything that doesn't fit or make you feel comfortable. If you have something special that you don't want to part with, simply pack it away, but get it out of sight. Step two, buy yourself some new clothes. It's amazing what $100 can get you that will make you feel good in the body you have. You don't have to spend a fortune to do this. You can plan a clothing exchange with your friends, shop at a consignment store, look for sales online, or just buy one really good outfit because quality is better than quantity. A few words of advice. If you're afraid of hitting the stores, shop with a friend or ask a nice salesperson for help. Leggings and dresses are fantastic for making you feel comfortable and allow for your body's natural changes in weight. Buy what you actually like. Screw those magazines that tell you what you need to buy to fit your insert fruit analogy here body. It's amazing what a new wardrobe can do for your confidence. You can always get these things tailored if your body changes. There's no reason to buy things for what you may or may not look like in the future. Keep listening because we have one more thing to complete. I want to ensure that all of your conditions are gone. Then loop back and share your mission experience with me in the Facebook group. How did it feel to get rid of these clothes? Did you go out and get yourself something new? I want to know. Mission: purge any remaining conditions. Now that you've ditched the most common conditions that we latch our self-worth to, I want you to brainstorm and see if there are any other measures of body size you're holding yourself accountable to. Do a final sweep of any of the tangible things that are keeping you in the cage and get rid of them. This might include things like doing a stomach check when you see yourself in the mirror, noting whether or not someone compliments your appearance, or checking your Instagram feed 10 times a day to see who has liked your picture. Use the play sheet to note any additional conditions you're going to purge. If you are a habitual mirror checker, put some measures in place to break this habit. If you can, cover up / hide your full-length mirror. If that is not an option, try directing your attention to another spot. It can be helpful to put a post-it note on your mirror to divert your eyes to. We want to be more in touch and in tune with what we're feeling on the inside, and this will help you do that. This habit can take a while to break, and while sometimes mirror work can be a tool for healing, if it is a habitual way for you to measure your size, it needs to go. I want to know how this feels. How does it feel to be set free? Terrifying? Empowering? Probably a mix of the two, and that is great. It means big things are ahead for you. Share your mission experience with me in the Facebook group. Have fun with these missions, and I'll see you in Module 1. Rock on.